It's time for conversations about our food and how it's grown on Farm to Table Talk with your host, Roger Wasson.
There is an art and a science to farming and to food production. The science is based on objective analysis of methods, components, and systems. The art is more subjective and includes impressions, feelings, and instincts. The term artisan describes small, specialized, less mechanized systems of specialty farming and food production. It's not hard to recognize that food artfully produced and prepared by a creative chef or artisan practicing their kitchen craft for sale online or at farmers' markets are functioning in a farm-art nexus. This perspective allows us to appreciate a farmer's field or a chef's creation on our plate as art. No wonder that artists find inspiration in the country and where food is produced for the artisan's touch or supermarket bounty. In the San Joaquin Valley, most farmers saw their crops as commodities, but there were artists who saw beauty and creativity in their efforts. Artists were interpreting their visions through all paint media, fiber arts, and sculpture. Today, county arts councils throughout the country are beginning to recognize the link between agriculture and the arts. And one of the pioneers in this movement was the Madera County Celebrate Agriculture with Arts Show. As I toured their exhibit, I realized that I was spending longer with some of this farm art than I did viewing the Mona Lisa at the Louvre in Paris. Well, I had a field day in the midst of a crowd that equally appreciates art and the art of farming and food production. I had the chance to explore these ideas and learn about the Agriculture and Arts Project with Allison Florey, the executive director of the Yolo County Arts Organization.
Art and agriculture, do they go together? Well, they sure do. And my guest today is going to explain how that's happening and really one of the first places in the country that it's coming together in a quasi-official way. There's a project going on. And I'm really am happy to introduce Allison Florey. And Allison is the executive director of YoloArts.org. And Allison, welcome to Farm to Table Talk.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Allison, I understand arts organizations often, but tell us about your organization that you're involved with.
So we are designated by Yolo County, and so what we're doing is supporting arts and creativity countywide. And we do that through a number of different ways, through arts education programming, public art, through technical assistance for artists. And one of the main ways that we've had great success in connecting artists and building our artist communities through the Art and Ag Project.
Art and ag, that's something we don't usually hear that together. So what does that mean?
That means that Yolo County has a lot of great assets, and one of those is agriculture, and definitely another is their artist community. And so in wanting to bridge the gap between the two, the Art and Ag Project was born. What it does is it invites artists out onto private landscapes to be inspired by the by agriculture, by the landscape, by the bounty that is produced.
So give me an example, somebody that you've taken and you started working with, of an artist that you've worked with, that you've connected with a farm, and then what came from that?
You know, a lot, with each of our farm visits, we go out 10 months out of the year, and so we have anywhere between 20 and 30 artists who are visiting a farm on a Thursday and Saturday, and so we have anywhere from plein air painters to photographers to writers coming out to be inspired. And I would say that the biggest thing that comes out of that is a dialogue between the artist and the farmer, because with that dialogue, it then creates more intimate landscapes and artwork as well.
So if they are coming out, now you mentioned plein air. Now plein air is when artists go out and they just start painting the landscape someplace, and I haven't quite understood how that's selected. They just pick some place outside and just start painting. Is there a better description of plein air than that? There must be.
not. That really does describe it. It's painting outdoors is really what it is. And it started, you know, it's a kind of more of a historic tradition starting in France. But we have such beautiful landscapes, and it's different because because you're out in the landscape, you're creating smaller works, more intimate works that create more of an impression of the land as opposed to this really refined study. And, you know, with that, a lot of times artists would be found on the side of the road in Yolo County. And so what this does is it creates a safe space in which they can go and be inspired by the landscape.
Allison, I'm wondering, the word artisan is being used more and more to describe people that are both farmers and producing food.
Mm.
And there was a time where that wasn't used that much. And that's one connection. Do you see that with, do you hear the farmers you work with refer to their production, or people that are somehow connected with farming referring to their production as being artisans?
Yes, absolutely. And I think what that is more of a expansion of the definition of creativity and what that incorporates. No matter what we do, there is a creative element to it. And I think bottom line, what an artist is someone who approaches their life with that mentality. And so that can be anything from what would be considered your more fine arts of painting, drawing, photography, but then it can also go into other elements as well. It's all an expression of that creativity.
So it could include your heirloom tomatoes that you grow and sell at a farmer's market, or the salsa that you produce, and whether you apply creativity, and that's your art?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm just wondering about that. Because when you connect artists with farmers, do they end up believing that they have a lot in common, or they have something in common?
I think it starts also with respect. I think through the education, there's a respect for what each other is doing and an acknowledgement of how they're contributing to the overall community. So even if there isn't necessarily a similarity, though we've gone out to farms where those farmers are also artists. That's one of the founders of the Art and Ag Project was a farmer, Annie Main, with Good Humus Farms, and she was an artist herself, but also a farmer. So there's definitely that connection. But I think that more than anything, it's just building that respect and an understanding between people who are living within the same community.
Is this all the visual arts? Is it either, you know, paintings or photography or sculptures?
It is primarily visual arts, though we have the Art and Ag Project has been around for 11 years, and so we've done a lot of different offshoots of that. And one of those a year ago was a veterans project. And what that did is we worked with the Veterans Farm Coalition and partnered with going out onto veterans-owned farms and kind of connecting them with veterans within the community as well. And we offered a series of workshops, and one of those was around poetry and creative writing. So I think, you know, even though that was a small inroads into a different form of art, it's something that we'd love to expand upon.
So how many farmers have been touched by this program so far?
About 100 farmers.
100 farmers?
Yes.
How many artists?
Oh,
you can just guess a number here, right? Because nobody's going to hold you to it.
I would say probably around the same. Yeah. We do have a lot. I mean, every farm visit we get anywhere between 20 and 30 people, and we have a great following of artists that have been out on farm visits and a part of the Art and Ag Project since its beginning.
Well, you know, this is a good time for us to explain some of the background noise. We are on a farm, and there's an event going on, and there's a celebration of agriculture tonight, and that's why people are hearing, you know, people walking by and rolling by and all sorts of noise. We've had a great time on a farm this evening, and, you know, there's plenty of opportunities, I think, for artists here. In fact, there's photographers here. I noticed that for sure. So what about showing this art? When the result of this, do you have a show
So the Art and Ag Project culminates every year with an exhibition. So artists can submit their work to Art Farm, which is our fundraiser on the first Friday of every November. And what that is it you're able to submit work, and then one of the cool things is that art then goes into the art harvest in a silent auction. The art harvest is you buy a shovel ticket as a guest, and with that you get two tickets to the event, but then you also get to harvest a work of art. So there's a drawing-like. Each one is numbered, and when your number is called, you get to go and pick a work of art off the wall.
So that sounds exciting.
It is.
Now, is this happening around the country, or are there other places doing art and agriculture that you know of?
There's, I know that there's a couple places on the East Coast that have started to see how they can connect those two communities as well. But this project has been recognized by the National Endowment for the Arts for being kind of pioneers in this type of creative placemaking.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So you're a pioneer. So
yes.
Let's hear more of your story. So Allison, how did you get into this?
I've always loved art. I grew up going to art museums and spending my time there and just having this wonderful appreciation for that expression. And so I've worked in museums and I've done a lot of arts education programming is where I did a lot of my work prior to coming to being the executive director of Yellow Arts. But this is, I love my job because it gives me an opportunity to empower artists to create, and it's wonderful.
Did you grow up on a farm?
I did not. I grew up on 5 acres, so a little bit of a country girl in me. My first job was selling vegetables at a local stand, so it's there.
Now, are you yourself an artist?
I do a little bit here and there. Some photography. I did dabbled in fashion design and textiles for a while, did ballet. But for the most part, now I'm just empowering others. So.
And did you study this in college?
I studied art history.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and then I have a minor in textiles and clothing.
So, did you have the idea to get this started?
No, this was the Art and Ag Project.
Yes. Or
no, that was the founder was Annie Main, who's a farmer with Good Humus Farms, and she started it and then kind of partnered with Yolo Arts as well as the Davis Farmers Market and Yolo Farm to Fork and the Yolo Land Trust, and it's grown over the years to the point that yes, Yolo Arts is facilitating it, but then also partnering with Yolo Land Trust and Yolo Farm to Fork.
You know, from this experience, do you, when you're out on farms and when you're going to the farmer's market, do you find yourself looking at what's happening with an artist's eye and saying, this would be great. I wish somebody would do a painting of this. Or I wish we could capture, what I'm feeling right now.
Yes, absolutely. I think that's something that was started when I was young, was honed in college, and then now is just second nature.
Yeah, well, I think it's exciting, and I think you're going to have more people doing it. And again, I think I'm just intrigued with the people that could choose to be called anything as farmers. And, they may say, I'm a small local farmer, or I'm doing this and that. But yet they're artists in their own way, and they pride themselves on being identified, like I say, as artisan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, where else do they apply artisan? Is it, just mostly crafts, do you think?
I've seen it in, yes, arts and crafts as well as, just agricultural products, whether that's olive oils or soaps or things that, come from you're using your hands to create something and build something.
So when you're in the middle of these things, what gives you gives you the biggest charge? You think, okay, I'm excited about this, and it makes you feel positive about the future. When you're engaged in this, you're the middle person, if you will, between farmers and artists. And you go away from putting something like this together and find yourself saying, I feel really good about this.
More than anything, it's the connection of the people. is what is a charge for me. I think it's the work that is created is amazing, but what I enjoy so much is hearing farmers getting engaged with the arts and that appreciation coming that way, but then also the artists turning around and wanting to learn more about farming and this just genuine interest in opening a dialogue and becoming more aware of what's happening in our community.
Well, since you're involved in helping this take place, you're in fact having a role to play in telling a story about farming. I mean, what suggestions do you have for farmers to do a better job maybe of trying to connect with people that want to understand their farms? I mean, you're doing one thing when you're doing it with having artists involved. But any suggestions when you look at farmers and say, gee, no one really understands what I'm doing or what I'm going through or what our challenges are? Yeah, any suggestions for them?
You know, I think it's even the same for us, and there's not always the greatest understanding about arts either, and so I think it's more of not being afraid to have a little bit of self-promotion and tell people what you're doing and get that information out there so that people can engage with it.
Well, you know, one other thing that just occurs to me as we're wrapping up. Being an artist, people automatically believe that they're doing it for love, that they don't think they're necessarily becoming rich. And certainly there are artists that have. And the reason that I think about that is that a lot of farmers, sometimes smaller scale farmers that have done something else, are doing it for love too. They need to make a living, but they're motivated because they think it's a way of life. And I wonder if artists and farmers don't have that in common.
Absolutely. I completely agree. It's something that it takes a lot of energy, physically, emotionally, and just perseverance and self-confidence, I think, to engage in both. Yes.
So what advice do you have for farmers if they want to make themselves open? They may be in an area near you, but maybe they're not. But if they would like to connect with the art community or connect with having people do paintings or photography or something of the work, what would you tell a farmer to do that would like to make a connection with an artist?
I think one of the great assets that California has is there's a network called the State and Local Partners. And so there's arts councils up and down. Almost every county in the state of California has an arts council. And so they're doing the work that I'm doing in Yolo County in other places throughout the state. And they are well equipped to be able to help facilitate that and connect farmers with artists.
You know, we have listeners all over the United States and all over the world. I suppose other than just California.
Yes, absolutely. They have similar organizations, or it's, you know, always looking to if there's any local museums or even arts leagues or community groups around that, or even reaching out to colleges with, whether those are community colleges, state colleges, whatever, with arts programs of, you know, inviting a class, have an instructor bring their class out to your farm and teach a class out on the landscape.
So what about artists? I mean, if artists are saying, I really want to connect with farmers. Now, I'm going to give you a chance to plug county getting to you directly, but assuming they're not even in your area, but somebody's just an artist and they say, you know, I'd like to get more connected with farmers and be able to do art that is grounded in the farms or ranches around the country. What would they do? What would you advise an artist to do?
I think a lot of it is so based off of relationship, because there is that hesitation to begin with. It's two very different groups. So it's, visit your local farmer's market and, you know, build relationship and start a conversation.
And maybe in the process they'll find they're not as different as they thought they were.
Absolutely.
So if they want to know more about your program, is there information online?
Yes, they can visit our website at yoloarts.org, and there's a go to the tab drop down of the Art and Ag Project.
Great. Well, listen, thank you for being on Farm to Table Talk.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to Farm to Table Talk with your host, Roger Wasson.